Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's My Buzz, The Art of an Artisan, part 2 of our 5-part series here on Radio Islam International. Today we have a very important discussion, a discussion aimed more towards parents. And the message in simple words is that becoming an artisan is an option. Not every child is cut out for a desk job. Don't force your children into professions that suit you. The reality is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses every human, every child with a special talent. And sometimes, unfortunately, we fail to see the talents that our children have. We might force our children into a certain profession from a very young age, not realizing that is not their passion. And it's not their skill. Nikki Bush, a parenting expert, explains that we need to stop looking at the traditional skills.
One of the things that we have to be wary of is falling into the trap of looking at talent through very traditional eyes. Mm. And those traditional eyes tell us that talent comes in the form of mathematical ability, linguistic ability, or athletic ability. Mm. So it's kind of a very narrow view of what talent is. We need to broaden that view and start observing our children on a daily basis.
We need to start understanding that skills can come in different forms. Example, a young child building a treehouse all by himself or herself is a skill, and we need to take notice of that. Or a teenager stripping a car and putting it back together is a skill. We need to appreciate it. And we need to start thinking that maybe this is the sort of work that my child will want to do. Am I saying that a parent should not get involved? No. A parent should definitely be involved in a child's career choice, but should stop short of making the final decision on their behalf. The reason for this is that career decision making is not a singular event which starts when a person leaves school. It's a process. It's part of discovering more about who a child is, and the child should ask what I want to do with my life one day. So as a parent, how would you know if you're too involved in making career decisions for your child or you're too uninvolved? I got a simple exercise for all parents out there. I'm going to mention a few phrases. If you say these things, chances are you're too involved in choosing a career for your child. So you got to ask yourself, are you guilty of saying any of these phrases? I know my child better than they know themselves. I don't want my child to make the same mistakes in life which I made. I never had the chance in life, so I want something better for him or her. I am paying for their studies, so I get to decide what they study. My child can go into any career except this, this, and this. If you ever thought or said any of these things, chances are that you have normal protective parental instincts. However, be careful not to make their choices for them. The power of a parent's advice is far greater when the child asks for advice and does not have it forced upon them. Now, there's another set of phrases. I'm going to mention it. And if you as a parent ever thought about this or said it, it means you are too uninvolved. You are on the other extreme. I have no idea what my child's subjects are at school. Whatever my child wants to do with their life, it's okay by me. My child must make his own decisions. I'll be there to pick up the pieces. It's my spouse's job to take care of those decisions. It's the teacher's job to take care of those decisions. If we ever thought about any of those or we said any of those phrases, it means we are too uninvolved in making a career choice for our children. We need to understand what skills our children have, and we need to advise them accordingly. Don't force any profession down their throat. At the same time, don't become a stranger in their lives. As a parent, if you see that my child has the skill to become an artisan, my child has the skill to become a plumber, a motor mechanic, an electrician, then encourage your child towards doing that. What is unfortunate in today's time is that we feel that if our children are not working in an office environment, it's kind of an embarrassment. We worry of what others will say. Remember something, it's no point in making the entire world happy if our child will go to an office every day miserable and unhappy. Rather, let the whole world talk, as long as your child is happy in what he is doing. One thing that we fail to realize is even homework at school, in certain cases, it prepares children to become artisans. Mr. Abdullah Suji, the principal of Roshan Islamic School, explains further.
If you travel around and you go to countries like Pakistan, for example, a youngster, and I've seen it myself, is such a mature fellow in the father's business already, whether he's pulling the cart or doing something, he's a mature fellow, yet he's going to school. Now, our children here in South Africa, by and large, they're not skilled. You know, if they have to leave school in grade 10 or grade 12, they cannot operate a lawnmower. They cannot operate an iron in the home. So they're not skilled. So one of the aspects of homework is that you don't overpunish. You want them to learn a skill. So probably the homework was learn how to make a car, you know, using a wire. So you go home and the child learns to be using his skill and he makes a wire car. But unrealizing to the child, he's been taught a skill that one day can be of good use to him.
It's not about the money. It's about doing what they love. But even if it is about the money, there are artisans that are making tons of money, sometimes even more than those working an 8-to-5 desk job with university degrees. And as parents, of course, we want our children to be employed, to find work. It's natural. According to recent studies, one of the reasons of the slow economic growth in South Africa and the unemployment rate is because everybody's moving towards the so-called office jobs. Mushtaq Ali, who heads the Chamber of Mines of South Africa's Skill Development Project, he said there was much concern about the current slow economic growth and high levels of unemployment and poverty. And he said, I'm talking to you at a time when stats show the unemployment rate in South Africa is around 28%. He goes on to say what's even more shocking is that the youth under the age of 25 make up a staggering 70% of this unemployment figure. According to him, more people are starting to realize the important role that the development of artisans had to play in improving the socio-economic challenges that we face in South Africa. I quote him as he said, technical training, vocational education is enormously important to the growth of the country, and quality artisans can bring huge value to the country and businesses across South Africa. In conclusion, dear parents, we're not saying that don't send your children to university and don't motivate them. If they have the skills for numbers, then motivate them, encourage them to become an accountant. If they have the skill for medicine, motivate them to go into that particular field. So we're not saying don't send your children to university, anything like that. No, what we're saying is that don't force your child. Take advantage of your child's talents. If your child has the talent to build, take advantage of that. Encourage your child to go into a related field. Remember, the key word here is happiness. There's no point in pleasing the neighbors and pleasing the family when your child will be miserable every day from 8 to 5. That's it for today's episode of It's My Buzz. Until then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Sabahul Muslim is proudly sponsored by Shiraz Auto, agents for Mercedes-Benz cars, smart and Mercedes-Benz vans. Call us on 011-213-1100 or visit our website at shirazauto.co.za.